The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
To the trap.
Get your dad
Welcome
body
the
in the
trap.
Back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad
Welcome
body
the
in the
trap.
Back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Dug busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap your laps.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No, no.
Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Oh, it's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be a fun one. I got Emmanuel.
You know we rapping today.
We got Mike Dam in the building.
Goddamn, Mike Dam.
We got a special guest, man. This guy is a talented young musician out here doing what he does best, and that's rap, all right? We ain't talking about rapping gifts. We ain't talking about rapping sandwiches, all right? We ain't talking about... What else you rap? Oh, saran wrap, saran wrap. It's some other stuff.
We ain't talking about rapping sets,
all right? We talking about lyrical business, all right? So we want to give a warm Comedy Trap House welcome to Ray Wimley. Yeah. What's up, brother?
Welcome, welcome.
Man, I'm feeling good, bro.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the intro. You said about the intro.
I got you, man.
It makes people feel good to get a little clap.
Yeah, look, you got to have a little clap.
I was talking about the rap. I was like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you coming through. Of course, some of our fans are probably wondering, how did he know this guy? We always tell the origin story. So me and Cam got to talk about how we met you, how we came across you and your talents. If you want to kick it off, you can.
Yeah, we was, we went to a Phoenix game.
He lying.
You bullshit.
All right, we just met him outside. But we went to a Phoenix Suns game playing Dallas Mavericks.
Yep, yeah, playing the Mavericks.
Good game, good game.
And Luca was putting work on the books.
Luca was putting work on the books. So we come out the stadium, and I just hear a nice beat. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, what's going on? We waiting on somebody. Then I hear somebody rapping. I'm just bobbing my head like, okay. Then I look and I see Ray, and not only he rapping, he's rapping about what's going on around him. So I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
So I walk up, and then he start rapping about me. I'm like, all right, I gotta film this. So I start filming it. And then I'm just blown away. I stayed there the whole time. Mm. Yeah. I'm like, if I got to wait on somebody, I'm going to wait over here.
Wait,
and this is entertaining. So this is entertaining. So then I was like, Rome, come listen to him. And then he started rapping about Rome. Yeah, I was like, crazy. Nah, I got to follow him. And then I posted on my story.
And you know, like some people, when they think about freestyle, you might be like, and then the hip hop came. The hip hop, he wasn't doing nothing then.
Okay.
He was really like rapping fast and slow and fast and about everything that was going on. And I was like, oh, this guy's good.
It's different.
This guy's different.
Like, so, you used to be the best freestyler I knew until I met Ray. Now you suck.
Here we go.
Well,
here we go, y'all.
Well,
here we go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it took up until Ray. But
I hate these guys. But yeah, man. So thank you for coming on. We got a question. We just want to kick it off with for you. All right,
straight up.
We all black. We all watch Rap City. Tell me your favorite guest who came on there and freestyle. Because we always talking about our favorite people that freestyle.
How old are you, first
there.
Of all?
I'm 31.
Okay, so you know.
I know what Rap City
is. Okay,
who are your favorite people that came up there and ripped it to you?
Cassidy.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't even think about Cassidy. Yeah.
Cassidy was spitting.
Yeah.
Kanye.
Kanye.
Okay. Do I remember the
Yeah, because he had the polo, and that's when he said the Ralph Lauren line for the first time.
Yeah.
I remember after that, I went to school, and I tried to rap like that, and dude's like, man, Mike, shut your ass.
You try to rap like Kanye?
Yeah, I was like, confer. Concur.
Yeah, I was like Mike going through something, man. Mike. What's he doing?
I was like, damn, I thought I was going to be the first one to do it. But
what about
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z. Yeah, I mean,
you know, he's legendary. And then he take his cut off at the end and put it over the microphone. It was like,
I think he did.
Then he didn't even give us a whole. It was something expensive.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So he took it off and he put it over the microphone and he was like, you know, I can't get all of that. Then I got to get credit to Tigger. You know, just because
he got to keep up. He got to keep. He kept up, man.
A lot of times he kept up. You know what I'm saying?
The president, he was really freestyling. Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say.
Came on written stuff. Only person that really was freestyling with Tigger was Ludacris. That's why I love
Ludacris.
Ludacris
really freestyling with him.
Yeah. He was getting to it.
Is that five?
That was Cassidy, Jay, Kanye, Tigger. We gotta get one more. We know the one you should say, but
hold on. We're gonna give them our list because we think our list.
I gotta go on my memory bank though. I'm trying to think. Like, Rap City, like,
we think our list is the greatest list.
Our list. Cause who gonna fight for the fifth spot? I mean, it's so many. You got Wayne that came on there.
Dipset.
Cameron was on there. I mean, everybody.
I would give Dipset. I like Dipset.
Cameron had a hard bar on there.
The one that I can remember would probably be Jewel Santana.
Okay.
You know what specifically, while Dipset was at.
Because he was different.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know, the way he was talking about drugs was different. I don't condone anybody to talk about drugs. But the way that he was like, okay, he got intelligence. Are they pulling it up? Okay, right.
Here's the thing. There's one name that a lot of people wouldn't expect us to name, but we got to give him
and
a
he in our top two.
Bow Wow ripped his freestyle.
I'm not gonna say he didn't. I don't remember Bow Wow.
Okay, you got Ludacris first.
Ludacris definitely number one.
Yeah.
In the basement. Snatch the furniture, or here's the plan. Kidnap Big Tigger and hold him for 10 grand. Tell BET if they want to see him again. Bring Freeze, Annihilathan, and a bottle of gin so I could get right to it. The game, I just threw it. Why I keep going platinum, I don't know. I just do it. It's because I ain't finished. It's because I know the business. It's because the stuff I is as purple as Grimace.
Come on, man.
Mickey D's with cheese, I stay open. Y'all wonder why the ice cream machine still broken.
Come on, man. Put some respect on Ludacris.
Can we take time out?
What's up?
I don't know. You know, Stankface came. Yeah. Can I change my five?
You think some people just got that voice too?
Oh yeah, Ludacris, the way he delivered bars. I mean, it's crazy. So he was commercial at the same time, but then he had like excitement. Mm-hmm. Then he was like random. I mean, some of his videos, just
it
his whole
comedy. It was like yeah funny.
But he was dope.
Yeah.
But then he also could really, really spit though. Like yeah, he really right. get busy. Oh, yeah, so. Yeah, yeah.
Ludacris, but his voice sounded so big, like it just
every time he rap
breaking balls. I'm like, I don't even know how to.
But I think that he talked like that though. Huh? I think he talked like that.
Talk like
he passed me the eggs. You know what I'm saying? I think he just.
Like,
I think
damn, he just
but you also gotta remember he come from radio, so he know how to use his voice.
True.
He was Chris Love and Love at first.
Yeah, hold on, whoa. He was who?
He was a radio host before he became a rapper.
Yeah.
So he knew how to use his voice. So
how did you know that?
He went to school
around here.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
I ain't know that. Okay,
not in Atlanta. Yeah,
yeah. Chris Love and Love.
Chris Love and Love.
Yeah,
Chris Love and Love.
Wow.
And I think he started freestyle on air, mm-hmm. and then they went into the rest of that. So after you freestyle on here, your career is up.
You know what I'm saying?
All it takes
is a radio show or a podcast.
That's it.
You up?
But we about to show you like Bow Wow now. You know,
a little bit of Bow Wow.
This
deserves respect. It's written, but it deserves respect
for sure.
Yo, I told you I'm finna do it, I'm finna murder this man.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yo,
talk to him, Shad.
Let's go.
Shad. Picture me and Pamela Lee in a drop.
Oh.
I show her how a real kid rock.
Yeah.
Me and Khalees on the beach having fun.
Yeah.
I sound wrong, 911, it's Godson.
Come on.
I don't wait, I just wait till they really. Brady told Usher I got it bad for Tilly.
Whoa.
Told Jermaine me and Janet had a thing. He couldn't understand, so I had to explain. I said, look, our size is the same, but I'm way cuter, it was easier to scoop her. Now she's gone. Shantae Moore's on the phone. Now Kenny Lattimore cries alone.
Oh.
Brad Pitt started up a fight club again, cause me and Jennifer Aniston real close friends. Well, J-Lo, I don't know, I don't wanna go where everybody been.
Woo! Come on, man.
Poor J-Lo.
No, she got all the jokes.
These days it would have been a Kardashian reference.
Yeah, for sure. So when did you start rapping? Did you say what age?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm black, so it's hard to define when I first started rapping. You know, it's like when you first tell a joke.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of hard.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I was three.
Oh, you was three?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just fucking around.
He might be an anomaly. You know, he might know. He might seen his birth canal when he came out. I'm just saying, like, when I first, it's like when I took it seriously versus when I was rapping in school, but I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dang, these dudes can really rap, you know, because when I first got introduced to rap, I was at this ghetto high school, so they was battle rapping.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so you just really not about to jump in a battle rap.
What city was
it? I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
So, you know,
gotcha.
Crips, Bloods, Vice Lords, folks, all that type of stuff.
Bill Clinton.
They going in there, they throwing chairs and stuff, fighting on the first day of school.
Got you.
I don't come from that. I'm suburb life.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So
suburb life, cool. Man.
You know what I'm saying.
Hood adjacent.
So I'm like right there, but I understood what was going on to an extent. So I wasn't just gonna jump in a rap battle. But I remember they was just beating on the table, and that's when I first was like, man, you know what? I think I want to start rapping. But my household was like not against it. Now mind you, you know, we grow up, that's 05 06 04, mm-hmm. you don't really, Kanye just coming out,
J. Cole
is yet to be announced, we don't know who that is, you don't really have a Kendrick and stuff like that, and we far removed from like the brand Nubian era, so like rap to them is like drugs, killing alcohol, all type of stuff that
Jeezy
I wasn't involved in,
the Jeezy era.
Snowman, you know what I'm saying. So but I say around that time is when I was developing a love for it. And then, you know, in college, I would be out with my homies, or we'd be at the round table, we'd be freestyling.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it became like a serious thing, maybe it was probably like 23, 24, right when I was getting ready to graduate. And that's when I remember listening to J. Cole and Nipsey Hussle. And those two people kind of like molded the way that I wanted to go. I was like, well, Nipsey got it to where it's independent. I don't have to sign a record label. Mm. I understand that this is going to be the pros and cons of that. And I don't have to sacrifice anything and I can keep my morals intact. Because I got integrity. You know what
sure,
I mean?
For sure.
And J. Cole was like, oh, you could be smart, literate, and you could be dope. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be a gangster. Because Tupac was smart and literate, but you know, that gangster come out.
Yeah.
I ain't about to just go ham on nobody in the club. You know what I'm saying? So
go ahead, spit in the camera.
Crazy.
You know
what I'm saying? Crazy. But I just feel like now, you know, I say around by like eight, nine years ago is when I took it seriously.
Gotcha.
Nice. I'm not going to lie. A lot of people start rapping during school. And that's still some of the best beats I heard. Oh, people taking a pen.
On the table.
And the way they would do that and be rapping with it at the same time. Mike used to do that. He's like, how you? I can do one at a time. I can't do both at the same time.
Yeah. You got to be to be able to rap and do the beat. Like, it's different.
You got to be ambidextrous.
I see what you was trying to do.
I don't think Ray appreciated that.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, we're going to absorb it. I can't say
he don't know if you want to bounce that song out.
I'm thinking about it.
You want to export that joke on out of here.
I get it.
Like, let me retake that.
Oh, man.
It might appreciate in value. So I'm trying to see, like, let me catch it.
It's like a watch. You get better with time.
Give it 2 weeks. You watch this podcast again, you'll be like, that was pretty bad.
Depending on what the logo looked like, because if you got the hands and the on the table, then you know.
But it was dexterous. Something about like freestyling in school with your homies. It's a different energy, like that. When it's a group and everybody, you know, hitting the oohs and the ahs, and you like, definitely. Oh, you really feeling yourself then. Like,
were you always the best?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Like at your school and stuff like that?
Nah, I wasn't really as confident as I am now. Because back then, like my projected path was not like, oh, I'm about to be a rapper. Mm. I was like cool with the dude that knew everybody in school. So I'm chilling. I'm just absorbing everything. So like I knew I could rap. But then he beat me in a freestyle battle because I didn't rap back. You know what I'm saying? So more like I'm not sure that I could really do this like on a real time thing, so I'm not even gonna rock with it or mess with it. It wasn't until I moved to New Orleans. I think when you get around people that cultivate your talents, you start to see like how far you can take it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
So Little Rock was just not known for like people coming out of the city and doing that on a higher level.
Yeah.
And it was just more like, how you really gonna make a career out of this? Mm-hmm. When you get to New Orleans though, you got so many people that came out of the city and they recognize talent. Certain people can see things in you and they can cultivate it. So that's kind of like what happened to me. I got to New Orleans and everybody like, nah, you dope. And they just went gassing me up. They was like, you dope.
Yeah.
So then that's why I was like, let me entertain the idea of me like really taking it serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's crazy. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when you start rapping, did you always not curse too? Because I know that's something you always say. All the videos I watch, you always like, I don't curse before you freestyle and everything. Was that a conscious decision or that's something you grew into?
Oh, yeah, I was cursing all the time. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, for where I was, you know? Right. But like, it got to a point to where like, so I started off with poetry, you know, and then that transitioned into like, okay, I could get my point across without having to necessarily use so many cuss words. I mean, I wasn't just going out to just cursing folks out you know, but it was more so like, I got to find a way to articulate this message. I was kind of on the fence about it though, but then I met my girl and she was just so confident in what I could do. She was like, I really don't see you like cursing being a part of your brand, and I feel like you deeper than that. You can find ways to express yourself beyond just profanity.
That's good. Good woman
that
right there.
For that I could do.
She's still your girl to this day?
Oh yeah, we married
now.
Okay,
thank you. Come on.
Okay, all right. You got it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The power. You see the power.
See, I'm looking for a girl to tell me not to cuss. That's what I'm waiting on. Where y'all at?
Rome, I've been telling you that forever.
I can't marry you, Mike.
I didn't say I wanted that.
No, that's crazy. But damn, there was a point about you saying where you kind of had to find your confidence at the beginning. I lost it. What were you guys gonna say?
Oh dang!
I lost it.
Yeah,
I was saying
fumbled the bag.
I was just saying more like, you know, when you got somebody that that believe in what you do, you can see different perspectives. So like, I more so was like, I don't know how this gonna work, but she broke it down in very basic business terms. Like, all right, look, you got a whole demographic that you're not reaching out to. If you don't curse, then your song could be played on radio, it could be in the church, it could be in the club, it could be anywhere if you're talented enough to create music that people listen to. Mm-hmm. So she was more so saying like, don't submit your talent to what they think that you can, you're capable of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A creative is a creative, period. And then we in a generation now, which this is before like Instagram and all that popping off, that anybody that got a talent and they use it in a certain manner that they can create what they need for their life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So she foresaw that and me, and I was like, okay, well, that's gonna be my decision. And then alongside that with my faith and all of that other stuff. So it just kind of like all happened in one thing, and I just stopped cursing. And then I was like, dang, I don't know if they're going to feel it, but they did.
Yeah.
And then that became more like a staple. That's and then people be like, dang, like I didn't even notice you did not curse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it was dope. So
I didn't even notice either. Until you said it, pointed out, I was like, but he don't curse. Yeah. But I don't even care. It's
that's
so
why Drake's Back to Back is one of the greatest diss tracks, because he don't really have to curse.
That's why I sold that much, huh?
It was smart. He wanted it to play on radio.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to say, now, so you started really taking it serious around 23, 24. When did you record your first, like, song? Mm. Right? Because, like, we all, like, oh, I remember the first time getting in a studio on a microphone, and it was just, like, the weirdest thing, because you're so used to rapping with your friends and stuff like that. Like,
you're like, that's what I sound like?
Yeah. I know I sound like that. So how was that process for you?
Well, I recorded my first song with my homie Vanya. I was, like, 19.
Yeah. Excited too.
Oh, I was excited. I was excited. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't know what I ain't going over no bars and then like that. We ain't had no hook and then we was just on the track.
Yeah.
And then I listen to it now. I'm like, dang, this is terrible. This is terrible. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what that record is.
Yeah.
But then when I got back into the studio, it had to be around that time period, and I was with the homie named Tony Mitchell, and so or Tony Banks now. With the cash money.
Tony Banks.
Shout out Tony Banks.
Real specific.
Okay.
But, you know, that was my first experience. And I was actually in Jet Life Studio with Currency Recorded.
Yeah.
You know, so the ambiance and the appeal was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, they got all of it. So, but, you know, I came in up with a mission, and my idea was going to be like, man, I'm just going to record what I wrote and have fun with it. And it was so purpose driven. It did what it did for that time.
Mm-hmm.
But looking back on it, you know, it's just the beginnings. But one thing I always felt like I'm not afraid to start. You know, a lot of people want it to be like this before they even start. But it don't ever be like
take
this.
The steps.
You know what I'm saying? You got to take the steps. So I kind of knew what it was when I got started. But nah, it wasn't what it is today.
Yeah.
So but it was cool.
What made you pick New Orleans out of all cities to go there first from Little Rock?
Because I got accepted into college there.
That makes sense. Come on, man. Education.
You know, my grades was real average.
You know what I'm saying? Don't mean you ain't gonna make it.
You know what I'm saying? So that was like, dang, like, what I'm gonna do? But at that time, you know what I'm saying, my mom was like, either you gonna go to work or you gonna go to school. And then I applied. Somehow, I don't even know. I just remember Dillard because I thought that was like a clothing store. I didn't know Dillard University was an HBC. I was like, dang, they got a school.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, maybe I'm about to learn some fashion in there as well.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they give out polos at this school.
Bro, I was flabbergasted. You know what I'm saying? I was like, dang. So when I got to campus, I was just happy to be away from just home for the first time.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, my people was like, they was like, get out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was like, no, get out. Get out. No, I'm like, dang, like, what's wrong? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to explore other things besides your comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that she did do that. So that's when I went to New Orleans. And then, New Orleans is crazy.
New Orleans is beautiful. I just went there for my birthday last year.
Oh, word?
Ate so much food. Yeah. That's a city, if you go on to try to be healthy, stop that.
Still full.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Still full.
I think I remember that question. Like, you know how you said at the time, that it was hard, like getting out of Little Rock, and no big rappers, maybe nothing came out of Little Rock necessarily. Is it like that anymore? I feel like that was the last, that 06, that time period was the last.
For like
time.
People getting out of certain cities.
Yeah, because now it's not so much about the internet. I need the city. I just need the internet, kind of.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's like that no more.
No,
like your point. Like you got the internet. It's possibility now. You know, I think
for more options, I guess.
Now that's not old, but kids today.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, kids today.
They have the youth. You know, they've been exposed to like, okay, I could just go famous on Instagram real quick, and I ain't even got to leave my city.
Yeah.
But I don't. You know, back then it was like, how I'm gonna get to this little box inside and like in the world get to listen to me. So like, I definitely think I needed to get out. I still think it would be wise though, however, to get out of your city to experience
for sure.
it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? In totality, as opposed to just taking somebody's word for it. Like going to New Orleans and then hearing about it was two totally different experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, I think it changed. But no, I don't think you, it's not like that anymore. I don't think it's like that to the degree that it was. Nah. Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing is like, I love it because it's like ground level work. Like when we used to go like to Santa Monica Pier, people out there, they playing the piano, they doing violin, they doing all type of stuff. And like even how, that's why what Russ did was so amazing, because he was putting the song out every day. Like for like a year straight, you know.
And it was quality. That's what made it crazy.
And that's why what you doing is so unique, because you doing quality freestyles, and it's like, and you talking about your atmosphere. And I don't think I ever seen that, like, to be honest, not in the way you was doing it. Like, I ain't never seen that before.
But with Buskin, I can't take full credit for that. We was talking about homie Phil Silver in the car. He like, you know, everybody got that person that's in the background to connect all of the pieces. Yeah. So Phil from New Orleans, play saxophone, great musician, all of that, right? My partner. So he was like, I was working at a salad bar and, you know, doing my thing.
Gotcha. Where?
I was at the university.
Okay.
What is it when you? I had smiles. He said, doing my thing.
Yo, you know, you got declining balance. You know what I'm saying? And you got the salad bar money. I was I need.
You're doing your thing.
I was doing my thing.
He was dressing like sellers and dressing himself.
You did. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is.
Yeah.
But for me, I was like, okay. But I also aspired to be something greater, because, like, the people that was working in the salad bar, you know, some people have been there like for years. At the salad bar? Well, not just in the cafeteria.
Oh, okay.
The salad bar was mine.
Okay, that's your thing.
But they was in like different areas of the department. I'm like, dang, they been for like, you know, 20 years, 16 years. I'm like, dang, okay.
No, sir!
That ain't it, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I understand. People got to do what they got to do. So it's not like no diss or shade to them. But for me personally, I wanted more. But I didn't know really how rap worked. I wasn't like, I know how rap works. I have this plan. I'm going to go this way if my calculations are correct. Nah, it wasn't none of that. It was more like, man, I want to rap. I don't know how to get started. And Phil was like, man, you can go downtown and busk. And New Orleans provided that. It's like an ecosystem of people that do that. So that normalities in New Orleans is not nowhere else. Like, it's normal to go down there, see somebody on the street playing, get money, and that's just how they operate.
Yeah, this when I went down there, I was down by
Canal Street.
No, I think it was down that way, but I was by where you get the
beignets.
I forgot the restaurant.
Cafe Du Mall.
Yeah, Du Mall. Yeah. And there was this dude standing there, and I thought he was a statue. He wasn't.
Scared the shit out of me.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
And then he just folded back into the mud and like got back in there. And I was like, what the fuck?
Into the mud.
And then I went to and got my beignet, came out, but it was gone. I said, dog, this man's amazing.
Yeah, I've been looking all around me while I'm walking, like, this nigga gonna pop up out the gun.
So it's very normal. Yeah, when I was down, everybody was out on the street making their money, doing their thing. Right. So yeah, that does breed you started doing that in New Orleans.
Because that's what I was gonna ask him. When did you start the street performing?
I'm tripping because dude career is to stand still.
He
get paid for that. He get paid to do nothing.
His bucket was full. When I see his bucket was full, I was like,
I bet he'd move if someone grabbed that bucket.
He'll get real unstilled.
Unless he's really committed.
He'll be like, get back here!
That is funny, bro.
I think it is something about cultivating talent where you really got sometimes go through the mud to be created and become, you know, as good as you are. You know what I'm saying? Those steps that you're talking about taking, rather than nowadays, these kids, the youth, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like shortcuts that they got that doesn't allow them to be necessarily the best in their craft as they can. It's more about getting the clout first, maybe getting the attention before actually developing your talent. So I agree with that. I think, you know,
That was well spoken.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, dog. Mm.
Let me let you know some rare occasion.
What you talking about, though?
What was the catalyst for you to start street performing?
Man, so necessity. So my wife was pregnant at the time.
I know you got four, right?
I got
now.
Five.
You got five now.
You got okay. five. I told okay. y'all we got
five. At the time, I had four, though. I think when yeah. I met y'all, so y'all was on my
side. Yeah. Mike, you're right. That's the final straw right there.
I told y'all we got to start having some kids.
We got to start having, yeah.
Get the kids, yeah. boy. Look, push that's crazy.
Five kids?
You do not, like.
Hey, y'all got a big following, a, right? Hey, look, I need some help with babysitting. Yeah, hey. If y'all want to help me babysit, yeah, yeah. let me know.
How, yeah, what's the age range?
We got 7, 6. I forget sometimes. Hold on, let me think about it. It's a lot of them now. We got 7, 6, 4, dang, 3, and then he about to be 1 this month.
Because I'm the type of, I have kids, I'll just get mad if you ask me. Don't ask me questions like that. I don't know their birthdays. I don't know nothing.
Yeah, they mama know all that.
The reason I asked that because it's real. I watched a video when we had to make a song in 24 hours. I was watching that video.
Big dog,
and the
person
you said, hold on, let me call my wife. I got to make sure all the kids are straight. Like, that's real life. Yeah. But that's why he out here grinding.
Yeah. But it was so crazy. So she had money at the time. Mm-hmm. And I had it was my last job that I had because I went to go on the streets. And then I said I was going to be an entrepreneur. And then I don't remember, like, why I went back to getting a 9-to-5 or getting a job. But I know I had graduated. But I was in the process of still making that mixtape. So what happened was she had some money saved up. And she was like, man, and she was pregnant at the time. But she was just like, look, if you give it 50%, you're going to get 50% back. If you give it 100%, and, you know, do the math, you might just get 100% back. And so having her faith in me and having my daughter, you know, on the way was just like, okay, I have to be able to make something. And then, you know that saying they say, like, when you take the first step, the staircase will appear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was like a walk of testimony to me being in there. Because everybody I met from that point on, you know, whether it be Chris or whether the people that I'm around right now came from that decision that I made then, which was the craziest.
Yeah, so it's
like when you chase your dream, you might not get to like the bread or the money first, but it's like you get the people almost immediately that surround you and they help you
the
build.
Relationship.
And so me having that type of pressure.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So I had this job, and they told me before we left for the summer, because we had to work back, like we had like 3 weeks off, that they was going to call us to go to Washington, D.C., right? And so I was like, all right, bet. Well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to try to go hustle or whatever the case may be. I looked, 3 weeks then went by. I'm like, man, I ain't got that call yet. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? Facebook, I'm looking at it. They by the state capitol. I'm like, I know that ain't down. You know what I'm saying?
That look real different.
Yeah. And the food look dry.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's not seasoned on that. So I'm tripping because I'm like, hold on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't in New Orleans. Yeah. And so I was kind of like upset by that, but I'm like, man, this is that's the, when you think about it, that's the economy. People get laid off all of the time, and that's why I don't understand when they say job security, because you not if somebody wants to downsize the position, they can let you go at any point in time. Mm-hmm. So your job is never really secure,
right? Yeah.
But if you're an entrepreneur, however, you got more control over your destiny than you do if you work for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like at that point, I'm like, man, okay, I might as well go ahead, you know, pursue my dream or whatever the case may be. And if I make a certain amount every week, then I'm I just meet my quota. Because, you know, you got a job, you got to work 2 weeks to get paid, you got to find a payroll, blah, 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 blah. So I was just like, man, I bet. Then that 1 week turned into like, man, what, 8 or 7 years.
Mm.
And then things just kept happening. I kept meeting more people that was entrepreneurs. Like, I remember Brother Roosevelt, that was my homie. He was like, that was my homie's dad. He asked me, because I just got fired at that point in time. He was like, bro, do you have a job? And at that point, I was embarrassed because, you know how when your parents be like, man, you ain't got no job, this, that, and the third. Yeah. I was like, well, kind of, well, sort of, I have a job,
right.
He's like, you know what that stand for, right? I was like, nah. He said, just over broke. I was like, dang. Well, I ain't really got no job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here grinding. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't really got. Don't get it mistaken. You know, if funny when you said when you take that first step, the staircase appears. It was kind of like that with us. Like, we... Before we decided to move to LA, we all were just like, all right, it's time to just quit the job. Like, it's time. Man. We didn't know how we was going to move to LA.
Right.
But then we just did it. And when we took that step, that's immediately when we got an opportunity from Tracy Edmonds. Shout out Tracy. And she came through with this licensing of some clips, which able to give us some money. And then we moved out here. But if we wouldn't have took that leap as a unit and said, you know what? We just gonna stick here and be comfortable. I don't know how it would happen. You know, the energy wasn't there. And even with me with my job, I went to go quit and they laid me off the same day I went to go quit.
God damn.
But that was a blessing because had I quit, I wouldn't have gotten no unemployment. But I got laid off. So I was like, all right, I went in to quit. They was like, hey, we're gonna have to lay you off. I was like, oh, dang. That's crazy.
They caught you mid act.
All right, cool. That's it.
Wow.
So I did want to ask you started freestyling in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then so now you're in Arizona. The reception, because New Orleans is very black, you know, in certain ways. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then Phoenix is not very black.
Not so black. Nah.
What's the difference in the performance and the like the reception on the street when you started doing them in both areas?
Man, okay, so at this point in time, you got to think, I was been cultivating this skill for probably about 4-5 years now. Yeah. So like when I went and did what I did in Phoenix, it's this quote they say, a man is a master away from home.
Mm.
So, like, since everybody had seen it in New Orleans, it wasn't that it was getting old. I just knew that I had ascended as high as I can get. When I got to Phoenix, it was the same. If not, it was more of a reception. Because people have never seen that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. So, but I can't say it was necessarily. I think it was both. It was moving to Phoenix, and it was also practicing every single day.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, wherever you go, you're going to be funny. It's not going to change because you went to Egypt. Like, man, my funny fell off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going to be like you brought whatever talents with you. Mm-hmm. But what happens is you get a different set of eyes. You get blessed with opportunities such like these. Mm-hmm. And you start to see, like, okay, me moving out to city with this talent just puts me in different positions. So it was the same. I think the reception has been I don't know. I guess it's been greater appreciated. It's still new to me. It's been different.
Yeah.
I say it's blessed me in certain ways, but I think like as I grow, the opportunities grow, and then like the people receive it, and it's been dope, bro.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know what makes that an interesting question too is that like when you really think about it, though, the majority of hip hop buyers are white people, right?
A lot of. Yeah.
So you would think that Phoenix would have possibly a big opportunity of people being like, "Yo, there ain't a lot of people doing this."
Yeah.
And them falling in love, kind of like, oh yeah, he's kind of local. Staple, you know what I'm saying?
Man, it's weird because it's like hip hop do got white buyers, you know. I think that's the majority, especially with festivals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then like I think everybody's success is tailored to them, you know what I'm saying?
So it's
kind of like, I think when I spoke to a crowd, and that's a unique thing about busking, I see my fan base every single day. Mm-hmm. So I get like black people, white people, Hispanic, Asians. Nice. Like I get all different nationalities. So it's like, I think that was kind of a concern at first. Mm-hmm. But man, when you get in your element, you know, when you're in your divine element, bro, it's just people just gonna get tapped regardless.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Right,
right. But J. Cole, so you can't stop the hand, your blood from your soul from vibing with it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I feel like it's much like people gonna rock what they gonna rock with. And but I do think just because of the history of America, we ain't gotta go there. Mm-hmm. We know that, you know, historically in this country that white people have more of the finances to support what it is that
right.
we do.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
So it's just more that. Though black people coming up now though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the podcast. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We all doing our thing, but it's just like, I think that's where a lot of that comes from. And what saddened me about New Orleans is one of the most culturally richest places, but the economics, bro, and the money that they have, they don't put back into the community. Mm-hmm. So how could you, it's like, dang, like you got all of these people. I mean, it's talented. Like y'all, you've been out there. Yeah, like sure, it's yeah. every corner, somebody could be like 6 year old with a trombone or a trumpet in their hand. They could play and they could draw a crowd. But he going home to feed that his family. Mm. He's six.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. dang. And they still living in a shotgun house. It's like 700 square feet. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but if you put that same dude in this reality where I'm at in Phoenix, you know what I'm saying? Then he gets exposed to more because people can put back into the system. I feel like if folks got money, what's like $100 mil? If somebody got $100 mil, what's like $100,000 for them to invest in you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, but if somebody got $10, bro, that $5 is
that's right.
right. So right.
Just, that's half their money.
But so you got to be exposed to those people.
So let
yeah,
me,
you have to.
Let me ask you: can people make a living off street performing? Like, can you make a career, like a living solely off that? Do people just be straight? Just do that man, every yeah. day.
You can make a fortune off street performing.
Okay. Damn, that's crazy.
Depending on who you are, though, everything is gonna come with. Like, I'm pretty sure y'all get the same question with podcasts, mm-hmm. but it's so many different specifics and variables. And I don't think that the ones who receive fortune, like, they had to go through things in order to receive fortune from it. You feel me? Like, it's you can, but then it goes into, like, you know, were you meant to do this? Right. Is this your path? Like, is it a formula? Yes. You can go out there. You can say certain stuff. You can make money. Will you receive the benefits of those who are supposed to be doing it? Like, I think y'all are supposed to be doing this podcast. So that question is going to change. But I think, you can make money doing it. If I was to put together a system and a formula and write a book, you know, I would give a preface or a warning and be like, look, this is for those who I tapped and divinely led. Folks gonna ignore that, though. Be like, man, let me get straight to the money.
And then be mad at you. Like, you lied to me. I'm like, no. Read the beginning.
But read the beginning.
The cool thing about his presentation, first I noticed the beat, then his talent. Mm-hmm. But then you always have the sign with you with your QR code on it and it say Jimmy Fallon and all that. So nice. I was like, that makes it even more intriguing. Like, if he's this good, he must be really good if he on Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about that, too. I know, so you rap with Common.
Yeah, it was crazy.
One time. I don't know if that's the biggest person that just approached you on the street besides me in Rome.
Yeah.
But,
we second.
I can dig it. I can dig it.
Yeah. You're Common right below.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But how was that experience, rapping with Common, like him just to come out and just join you?
Oh, bro, it was crazy. It was the story crazy, though. So Common, so this going to, like, when I first got started, we talk about the staircase appearing. When I first got started, it was this dude named Black. And if I ever say Black and Sean, they the same person. So Black took his phone out, he videotaped me, and he said, bro, I'm about to send this to Common.
Okay.
Now at this time I've been on the street maybe like a year. You done heard everything. Like, man, all right. He sent it to Common. Mm-hmm. Now y'all remember when Instagram, now it's not how it is. When you got a like, you would have to like scroll up and go to the source of the like. You just can't see like how many likes you got.
Yeah.
So maybe about like an hour later, I'm looking at my phone and I got like buku notifications. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God, dog. So I'm scrolling up. I'm like, yo, he did it. I'm tripping. So that was the first encounter that we had. So it was always a long time coming for that to manifest. But so by the time that
did you know that dude at that time? Black?
I didn't know him.
He just walked up to you and just said, I'm going to send this to Common.
Yeah, kind of like y'all. Like, he just walked up and be like,
that's beautiful.
Like, that's been like all of my blessings. Been like,
right.
Folks walk up and be like, yo. All right, I like you. Let's do something.
That's crazy. That's dope. Yeah.
But when I got to officially rap with him, like on this video, he hit me up like 3 years after that. I never met Common officially until that moment. Wow. So before that, it was kind of like, yo, Common want to rap with you in Essence Fest. And that's a whole nother story how that happened, because that was crazy.
Yeah, because I remember you said they was trying to kick you off that spot.
Hotel. So you heard it.
Hotel was trying to kick you off.
I got there like 6 o'clock in the morning because I'm about to rap with Common. I don't rap with him till like 4 o'clock. You know, and the Essence Fest is only like, Chris know how Essence Fest is. Like, it's like the city is not that big, right? It take you like 15 minutes to get, really 5 minutes from one block to get to the next block in a car. Straight, or to get across the city. It would take 2 hours because it's that many people in that space to get from one spot to another. So we got to go through traffic. you know, he got to get a police escort to come to me. Mm-hmm. They already, like, he doing this out of his heart. It's not something that management had saw and was like, we think this would be a good idea that you rap on a corner. Matter of fact, when he was on the phone, I was on the phone with Black. Black was trying to, like, you know, make the situation happen. I heard Common in the back. He was like, I don't want him to think I don't want to do this. Like, I really want to connect with him on a block. So this was just, what came from that was something other. So when I finally approached him on a block, when he finally came and I saw him and I shook his hand, bro, I blacked out. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, what's up, Ray? Like, dang, he know my name. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then it was like, I rapped. Then next thing it was over with. And then it was like his entourage and the Black Tenant Expedition and then the folks walking away. And I'm like, yo, that was crazy. That's, you know, crazy. What I'm saying? So when it goes viral, when that moment happens, it's just like one of them unexplainable feelings that's like, man, like, that's really, you don't know what to do.
Right.
You're on top of the world then. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was, that was nuts.
So how long was it from then till Jimmy Fallon?
That happened like 2 months after that.
Okay.
Because that whole run was probably at about like 3 months when I was rocking with Common. So he take me to L.A. first. That was my second trip to L.A.
And you did a show with him, right?
Oh, that was crazy, bro. He's at the Grammy Museum. He was there.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? The Grammy Museum was fire. My wife was out there. Now, granted, you go from, like, carrying your own bags, hustling with all this equipment, to, like, all right, man, look, I want to fly you out to Beverly Hills. Like, Beverly Hills? Like, for real? He was like, yeah, you and your wife can go. She pregnant again.
Yeah.
Third child. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm like, baby, you're going to have to come. So she going. We get there. I see my name, Mr. Wimbley. Like, all right, talking to me.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know nobody else named Wimbley. Yeah. So I go over there. He's like, your car is this way. We get into the Black Expedition I saw him leave in.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, snap. Mm. We ride out through California. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Then we going to Beverly Hills. And we get in the hotel. He was like, look, all you got to do is just say your name when you go up there. I'm like, I don't need no credit card for incidentals or nothing. This expensive hotel now. Like, I'm still questioning.
Right.
Yeah.
I walk in there. I'm like, I'm Raymond Wimbley. I'm like, hey, your room is ready. You're going to be in so-and-so room. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. His assistant called me and was like, look, everything y'all see on the menu, y'all can have. My wife pregnant at the time. She like,
oh, she ready.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking at the price, though. Bro, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich was $8. Yeah. I'm like, hold on. Everything?
So that's $3 for a spread of peanut butter.
Yeah.
It got, you know what I'm saying?
$3 for some jelly.
Yeah.
And then, $2 for some
convenience.
Yeah.
I guess so. You know what I'm saying? Then, do they cut the crust off? Like, what do they do with the peanut butter? But my wife, I asked again. My wife, like, man, look, I want that. I want the Chipotle. Let me get the lobster right there. Don't serve my bread like that. I need that. So she ready to eat, right? Yeah. So we go upstairs and I'm tripping. Then I open, at that point, Lion King is out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I open the blinds and you see the Lion King on top of Beverly Hills.
Damn.
I'm like, yo, this is crazy. I turn around, my wife already in the robe. You know what I'm saying? Walking around like, yeah, this is crazy.
She's like,
right,
you playing.
You
playing.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, we about to get it cracking.
She said, I support you and I enjoy. That's
straight up, man. So the moments like that was like, all right, wow. And then it gets even more like just eye opening because I'm not really knowing how to proceed. We have a driver, meaning that wherever I want to go,
he ready.
Yeah. I ain't know that.
Yeah,
like I come outside, he's still there.
Yeah, bro,
it's been 2 hours. What you doing? He's like, well, I was paid, you know, for this amount. Like, bro, you can leave.
He's smoking a cigarette. Like, you ready?
Yeah, bro.
At that point, Common in my family. Like, like, bro, whatever. You part of the crew.
What we doing? So. Then he drives. So now we go all the way through California. We go to the set his video he was doing called Hercules at the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm on video set again. I'm like, man, do I just walk in and like?
This your first video set too, or
on that level?
On that level. Yeah.
On what? This is what I thought. You know, I thought I saw a video set before. Yeah. Did you see a video set?
Like, oh, okay.
Okay, this is my first video set. It was my first video set.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I walk in. He got like different actors, and he got moving screens and green screens. I'm like, I'm in the wrong place. He's like, no, this is all for the. He got changing and wardrobe. He not there yet though. So I'm calling Jill, and she's like, man, just walk upstairs and go to the back. I walk upstairs. He got his dressing room, his clothes. He got an assistant, a personal assistant, the role manager, everybody in there.
Damn.
And they serving me like, Ray, what do you need? Do you need stereos? Do you need something to eat? You need some food?
Good
I'm like,
man,
bro, I'm just chilling.
Good
next
man.
Thing I know, Common walk in. I have not seen him since.
The freestyle.
So it's still ain't real to me yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he walks in. Man, what's up, Ray? Everything good? You taken care of? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to you in a minute. So he walk around. He knock on the door. Next thing I know, somebody walked through the door. I'm like, bro, that's Swiss Beats. Like, bro, you Swiss. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling, though. I'm sitting down. Comic come back. He was like, bro, this is Ray. Ray, this is Swiss Beats. You know, Comet. Then Comet was like, yo, this is one of the greatest freestylers ever. That's what he said to introduce me.
God, man.
So Swiss look at Comet. Yeah. He look at me. He look at Comet. He look at me. He said, man, y'all need some beats?
Ooh.
I was
Swiss
like,
Beats told you, do you need some beats?
I was like, bro, this is crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah, so.
Hold on, did you say yes?
Comet was like, let me talk to you. I was stuck. I'm like, I ain't got past the fact that Swiss Beats didn't walk through the door. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this on the house too?
Yeah, yeah. Comet,
you paying for the beats? Yeah.
You know, it's like looking at your father like, Dad, can I say yes to these beats, please?
Yeah, you know, like, bro, like, what? You know, I was tripping. Then we go to the Grammy Museum. So all of this is the run, and it leads up to Fallon, which I got an inkling that I'm going to be on Fallon, because they kept saying, look, we talk basketball analogy. We're going to put you in the game.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We going to throw you the rock,
yeah,
and you going to score.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they told me. So I'm like, anytime no we pass you the rock, shoot it.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. And we know you going to score.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I did the Grammy Museum, I'm nervous more than I ever been. Mm. I killed that. They like that. We
you
do a show.
You had to go to the bathroom beforehand.
Oh yeah, I almost had to go to the bathroom before I came here. But I ain't want to be impolite. I was like, you can't do that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hold it in.
You want to tell what your mom did when she came?
Oh, listen, my mom came in here. She went straight to the bathroom. And then we in here smelling. Man, come on, mom, what you doing?
Yeah, I was like,
shout out to mama, man. She be killing it. Like,
shout out to mama, man. Yeah.
Shout out to mom.
Number one and number two. You know what I'm saying? So by that time, you know, we cooling, and like they passed me the rock, whatever the case may be. I'm scoring all this time. We do the big venue.
Nice.
3,500 people in that joint. Biggest crowd I ever in rock.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
How long you going for? Like,
So I'm in LA for like maybe 4 days at that time. And so it's something every single day.
Well, I mean, like within when you rapping, how long are you going at these performances?
Oh, so the Grammy Museum was like maybe like 3-4 minutes. And then when he put me on stage, that was like 15-20 minutes. And we just freestyling the whole time.
That's
on a Jay Dilla beat.
That's,
you know what
crazy.
I'm saying?
Oh,
and he called me on stage like, Ray, like, I got somebody from Little Rock. I fly down there like breaking past the kid. Like, that's me. That's me. He's like, hold on, I got you. He pulled me on stage, we rap. So all this leads up to like Fallon and going to New York. And so I'm at the crib, and originally what was supposed to happen, I was supposed to go to Philadelphia and rap on stage with Black Thought and Mumu Fresh, which would have been dope.
That would have been crazy.
I seen him perform live. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Black Thought's amazing live.
I know it was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
His breath control, everything, crazy. Like,
bro, so I'm like, all right, I'm ready for that. They called me back. They was like, all right, we're not going to do Black Thought and Mumu Fresh. Dang. He's like, but how you feel about doing Jimmy Fallon tonight? You know what I'm saying? Like what? They was like, I'm like, of course. You know what I'm saying? So they was like, look, you're going to have to be ready by Sunday. We're going to fly you out to do Fallon. Mm. And so when you get on Fallon, it was even more respect. I get on Fallon. By the way, the room ain't even that big. I don't know how they do all that camera angle stuff like that.
The set,
yeah,
nah, it's not that big.
It's not that big.
Like when we saw Ellen's set,
man. Yeah, I saw. Yeah,
when we went on the studio tour.
Yeah.
Oh, that had to be a crazy experience too.
Yeah,
it was
small though.
But even Kimmel's set was small when I went to go see a taping for that. It was very small. I was like, all
y'all was in ABC. So y'all went to the building they had, like the very tall building.
Yeah.
Okay, I figured it. Because all the studios stacked on top of each other. So it's his studio right underneath his.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So that's why. So they understand. So New York know what they're doing.
Gotcha.
They put. So NBC own all of that.
Okay, gotcha.
So I was like, okay. So Jimmy. So I'm going into his set. Look just like Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then they was like, yo, we going to pull you out the crowd. You going to freestyle. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. And then they was like, the producers of the show was like, nah. Give him the couch. Like, I could sit on the couch, bro. For reals?
You getting blessings on blessings.
On blessings, bro. I'm gonna let you know
everything that you experienced was not common.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good point.
That's good. That's good.
I like that.
That's good.
That was it, man. So I'm trying to conceptualize all of this at the same time. And then I meet Black Thought. Cause he on that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro. So now my partner's breaking it down. They's like, bro, after they see the show, they're like, you know, you about to freestyle over a Roots beat.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang, I didn't think about that. You know what I'm saying? So I did that. You know what I mean? So, and then I meet Questlove behind scenes. Now he had braids. This is the crazy story. He had braids, right? So he's standing next to me and he tall. And Common and I'm talking. I'm like, man, who's this dude that he talking to? And I'm looking, I'm like, bro, this Questlove. Mm-hmm. Like, but where your fro at? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got showtime in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
He got a full fro.
Yeah, can he?
That's what I was like, hey. But who braids your hair?
Okay, that's crazy.
He had a full fro.
I
just saw the man.
At first, I thought you meant like, oh, you know, he actually bald and he grabs a wig and throws that bitch on before he goes. Questlove been bald this whole year.
That's funny. That's funny.
But yeah, that's wild.
Man, that's crazy. You was just getting back to back.
You just living in that moment, bro.
Yeah.
And then you on that run. And so when that happens, it's like, I bet. So after that, then I'm getting ready to do the show. Then Black Thought come by. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they, Black was like, the homie Black was like, man, you about to meet one of your favorite rappers. I'm like, oh, damn, don't tell me Black Thought about to come. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. He come by. He was like, man, what's up, young man? You taking my spot tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I wish he could have freestyled with us.
Yeah.
Now I would have pitched that if I was on it again. Like, Thought. So we get on stage, and I remember we on the back. I'm behind a curtain. I'm getting ready. They say a big group prayer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody was cool. They gave me my own dressing room, all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm cheesed up. That's and amazing. Then I'm ready to get on stage. And then I hear Jimmy Fallon was like, now introducing Ray Wimley, everybody. Then I walk through the curtain. I'm like, bro. I'm like, well, I'm on TV. I'm now, it's one thing when you like go viral. That's our generation.
Yeah,
we know
for
that
sure,
that cements you. You doing your thing.
Yeah.
When you go on TV, now your mama like, okay.
Yeah.
Then it go from like, man, why you in the studio? To like, man, you better get back in that studio.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so like, when that happened, I'm sitting on the couch. That moment was surreal, bro. And I'm just looking at it like, man, now I got to get busy with the microphone and I got to rap.
And that's good because you didn't seem nervous at all.
Yeah.
Like, you held it together if you was nervous.
I was nervous.
Oh, yeah.
But soon as the music come on,
then
you just, you in your element. And you can't. I was more concerned on the beat that they was going to play because I was like trying to tell Questlove. Let me try to tell Questlove. But I'm like, man, look, I would think it would be dope if we just had like a faster beat. And then Kama was like, no. And then Quest was like, nah, he old. He ain't about to rap on that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, dang, you know what I'm saying? But Kama, you know, he can hold it down. I'm like, man. But they end up playing a beat anyways.
Yeah.
And so that's when we get up and we go into the crowd.
Yeah.
And then that was dope. And then, man, after that, everybody was excited. We was shaking hands and stuff like that. So that was a great experience.
Incredible.
Career.
That's great.
That's amazing, man.
That's fire.
Yeah.
And it makes me extremely happy that you a married man with kids and you having all this success too.
Yeah, and that's Kid 4, by the way, around that.
That was
time.
Kid 4,
that's
by
four?
That time, kid. That's
each
kid, four.
Kid, something great happened.
Right.
Yeah,
just
yeah every them. Blessing. Every,
by the was, time I got to the 45th kid, that's when I won $10 billion.
Dang,
look at this.
He was looking like, what beat they about to play?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
But it was good, though.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, as we, because we're going to get towards our freestyle section in a minute. All but right, babe, babe. Before we get there, I want to know, do you have a top five?
Top five MCs?
Yeah, for you.
No, I don't. It changes.
It changes. Okay.
Because it's like, if we gonna break down MCs,
it's a lot. It's
too much. You know what I'm saying? You got lyricists. You got people that make hit records. You got folks that can spit. You got battle rap. It's just
how about the top five most influential to you?
That's a great question. Because I do have a list for that.
Okay.
But it won't be rappers though. But that's if we gonna keep it in the realm of rap, it would.
I mean,
have
it can be yeah, whatever.
If I kept it in the realm of rap, it would have to be Nipsey Hussle, Tupac. We had to be Black Thought.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Andre 3000.
Nice.
That fifth spot is going to be hard. I would say Drake because he encompasses everything to stay relevant for a long period of time. Yeah. So I would study each of these rappers.
I was not expecting you to say Drake.
Well, everybody offers something good to like that you can learn from.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at it as like, okay, I could take the content. Like Thought, I can rap, I can make that hard. But I could also have like the hit mentality like Drake. I could hustle like Nipsey, but I could have an impact like Pop.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And so it's like all of these people have cultivated me. And then I would say Lecrae. But because Lecrae was able to stick to his morals and then open like the doors, you know, which I think Christian music is spiritual music, but that's a whole other topic.
Right.
But we'll open the doors for us to talk about, you know, things that that rappers back in that day was just ashamed of.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be the people that I would say would be on my list.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good list. You said outside of rap too, some of the people?
Man, well, my wife. For sure.
Okay. Yeah, she a life coach.
She
needed to be a life coach on the side.
Yeah, she be tapping in the whole one. I'm like, how you know that? You know what I'm saying? Like, so my wife, Tony Robbins.
The comedian.
No.
Talking about motivational
speaker.
I like Tony.
Because
we did some stuff with him. So he said, that's like, what?
You talking about the one that be at, like, voicing over, like, chameleons and stuff like that?
Oh, no, you're talking about Tony Baker.
That's Tony Baker.
He's great. Oh, okay. Shout out to Tony.
All the Tonys are great.
All the Tonys are good.
You was talking about the thing we did.
Yeah, Tony Tiger.
All up. Great. They great.
Tony Tone. Tony Tone.
They had three niggas in a group called Tony Tone because the name is so great. That's hilarious.
That's crazy. Okay. So Tony's obviously got something. So we got Tony Robbins, Eric Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
E.T.
Jesus?
I can say
pretty good one.
I can say Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And then I think the version of myself that I'm trying to get to.
Nice.
There you go.
So that'll be the people that like really keep me motivated. And then without question, my circle. Like my circle is like, because everybody that I run across, even my partner Chris and Zach, man, they put so much into my mentality about like you're supposed to be. Like, when your blessings seem bigger than they are, that's just what you cultivated. And you walking in what you deserve, period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, you got to have people around you that make you feel like, dang, like, I did deserve this. Like, like, this ain't too big. Like, this is for me. And it's not having a big head. It's just people that understand, like, that's the platform you're supposed to be
on. Right.
So, yeah, that would be my
And motivation. Chris almost didn't make it in because we walked up. He had different shades on. He wasn't shades on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we talked about it. We talked on the side. We all good. Everything.
Everybody comes to the trap house. We tell them, leave your shades at the door.
Yeah. Want no problems out here.
I can dig it. Like, hold on now. You know what I'm saying?
And then I got a random question. So, zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
Zombie apocalypse, your back's against the wall. All right. Family done went down. You got, you know, everything. You don't know what to do. You just need something to power you through. All right. It's five zombies outside the room door. So you know it's either fight or die. What song getting you there?
Oh, a song? I was getting geared up for something else. Hold on. Okay, what song?
Song gonna motivate you to want to go fight them.
I already have a feeling what y'all gonna say.
What song getting you there?
What song gonna get me through? Golly, what song is?
It's tough. Because it's like.
See, he could go multiple ways.
You could go
I'll go first then.
I got it.
Football, I used to play Here I Go by Mystical to get in the zone. Okay. I like to be in my head in a common but hype. Okay. But if I got to go and kill some zombies, I'm playing Tupac, Hit 'Em Up.
That's a funny zombie song. Me, I thought about this in the shower of all places, but I was like, all right, I think I got to tap into my Southern roots for sure.
Okay,
all
right.
And I think I got to go Lil Jon, Pastor Troy, Throw It Up.
Oh,
I think I go Throw It Up.
Oh, Lil that's John, a good
Pastor
one.
Pastor Troy. Yeah.
Pastor Troy got another one though. Actually,
no more playing GA.
Playing GA. We're crazy. I would have to say. I think Nuck If You Buck.
Nuck If You Buck is solid.
Nuck If You Buck, I'm ready to go at some zombies.
I can't be mad at him.
Them zombies be like,
Them zombies be like, he playing Nuck If You Buck? We got to go. It's going to be different.
You know, that's a Negro spiritual, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Man. It's a tough question because he's like, what? Because it's also, you got to think about, this going to be the last lyrics if I die.
Yeah.
Is it a rap? I'm going to get real meditative and play Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Soon them drums kick in, kick it, and just move in slow motion.
I can feel it. That would be fire.
Yeah.
It would have to go two ways, right? Because I'm going to see, like, what type of person I'm trying to go out as.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could play a song by Twista and Faith Evans.
Okay.
Let's be hopeful.
Okay.
Hopeful.
Okay.
And we'll make a way. Yeah. Ray actually survived this. That would probably be the song I would go with.
Just to get through that.
Good flip. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you got to play like some Whitney Houston now.
We all got to play Kirk Franklin. Stomp and just go out there. Stomp.
Yeah, get you out.
Stomp.
For those who thought gospel music was over. For those who thought we take it too far. But
for those who ready to survive the zombie apocalypse.
For them zombies that thought it was over. or imagine the zombies on the other side. You just hear on the other side of the door, you hear, it's a thuggish, ruggish bone. You hear that coming on? He busts out.
We got bone thugs. We got zombies. Oh, man. That sounds like funny.
Bone thugs and zombies do go together.
Yeah, it does.
For sure.
That sounds like a good video game. Bone thugs versus zombies.
Mike, what you playing?
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary? Okay. Hail Mary.
Come with me.
Hail Mary.
That's a good one right there.
That's solid.
Yeah. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. That day you would be.
For sure. We definitely, I think it's time to throw on some beats, have some fun, you know.
Yeah,
because
we bragged about how great he is. Yeah, so the audience got to see.
We got to throw on some beats.
You got the shades? You got the shades?
No, his homie said, huh? He left them at the door.
He said, no, I ain't got the shades. If you need the shade, you can
shade. We get you some shady side up.
Do all that.
Let's get into some.
You got some heat over there, Mike.
All right, let's play some. Let's go.
Smooth.
Goddamn, Mike. Damn. Goddamn.
He got thrown in.
The Florida rhythm. I stay consistent, this my vision. Look, I painted perfect, I know that it's hard. Look, it's crippling. See the system and society we living in. People chasing bread, them dollars, they want them dividends. Goodness, cook it like I'm in that kitchen. I just do something that's different. Got my soul with it. I avoid the wicked, dog. Man, you know it's crazy, but I feel like I thank my little lady. Like, for real, let me know upon the daily I should chill, but drop bars that be chill. It's for they skin, like therapy. Dermatologist, look, I just breathe from within. I meditate, then I be rapping, then I break the mic again. Excuse my attitude. Days, they was super rude. I was confused, cause I'm not one of them dudes that just want you to lose. I just want you to win and understand that you got it. Spread your wings again. Can you fly? It look polished. I know it's difficult days that I was up in college. I was feeling miserable, like, man, can I truly make it? Days I was baking, time wasted, drinking heavy like dog. In the basement like, God, where you at? Nah, where you at? I hear religion and it's blasphemy. I know I'm black. Christians, look, they throw it on as quick. I don't like none of that. I'm losing myself, but I need my grip. I gotta get it back. But ooh, goodness, look up now. My eyes is open, chilling. I'm just cooling with some homies and I think we all appealing. That's that village that we came from, Africa. That's why we connect. It's so natural now. That's that soul feeling. Get it out the ground.
looking up instead of down. But I got my feet on solid soil, this where I'm at now. You can see the cap, but it ain't capping. We just make it happen. This is why we back up in the trap, so let's just get it cracking.
I ain't gonna lie, I was gonna add in a couple. I was like, I don't want to touch this.
He going right now.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
How you get deep in the freestyle?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Rome. Jump in.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you how it's a different level.
Hey. See me? I'm a hole in one, okay?
Okay.
I'm a golden one, okay?
Okay.
Pocket swollen one, okay?
Okay.
Got that money? Just hold me some, okay? Come back to get it, come back to get it. Drum rolling some, okay? We gon' keep it going, keep it tight. Taking off, first of flight, North Carolina. Yeah. I'm like a chameleon. I disguise myself.
Yeah.
Just hide myself. It's two of me, I guess I'm beside myself.
All right, we got level 162 right here, ladies and gentlemen.
I wanted to show you how you really be rapping. Can we give you some words?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Give us another beat, Mike. We'll just spit out some words.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Los Angeles.
Where we at? Los Angeles, dog. By the cap, sign. I feel good. It's like Lakers. It's that time. We breaking records. I'm gon' grind. Matter of fact, now that's LeBron. He said L.A., man, like all day. And I don't play, but the beat switching. Doing something different for the people. They can feel it, dog. Back up in the city and I gotta handle business. You know what it is. My
Cadillac.
Soul stay with me everywhere I go. Lay back with it, dripping like it is a Cadillac. Southern style, playalistic, Andre 3000. How I sound like now. Oh my goodness, I hit a tag in the back. I come and I go and get it for the people. Way back, man, smooth. Black man, gotta stand tall. What's another word? Y'all can throw it in.
Sweatpants.
Round of applause, sweatpants that I'm in, cause it's cool. You know what it is, I be rapping. I finna bust a move. This what it is, I be jogging on the beat, so it's sweatpants too. Hopefully that they caught it. Every single day, man, I think about it often.
Cameras.
I just wanna be what I can with the cams in my face. Never change it, cause that can make me so exhausted. Yeah. Just rate all day. And I'm still flossing. The aura's so bright, they can feel it. Ooh, by the way, y'all should check out the word that we talk about, Chameleon. He said it in the word.
Tesla.
Okay, I'm beside self, Tesla, Nikola. We was talking about it, dog. It's deep. I don't want to get into it, but I think I'll be automated self-drive. Ooh. When I come and rap. No pen and no sheets,
Anunnaki.
Just freestyle. Anunnaki. Oh my goodness, we be talking about, you know, conspiracy theories. We can't break it down, but I don't know we need that right now.
Okay.
Don't switch it up. Back to the beat, dog. I'll be looking up for the people, dog. Get your bucks, money that be in your pocket. Ain't never giving up. I be feeling good. I'm ready
revenue.
To rock it. Glad that they rockin'. We talking about revenue, dog. Man, I'm invested in the stock market with the lyrics. I got my portfolio so nice, man. It's time to get ice.
True.
But the bread that I got so cool. I mean the trophy, dog. Like the end of high school in the game, the championship. Look, I win it, dog. Get the trophies with my name on it, dog. Just so they can know me.
Hey,
there you go,
come
dog.
On, man.
Oh, there you go, dog.
We did.
The ball's good, man.
The ball's good.
Make some noise for that man.
Absolutely, yeah, man.
They wanted to know what I would say if I didn't win.
Hey,
I guess we'll never know.
I will say we're gonna need that back.
Yeah, yeah, we ain't want to let Emmanuel off the loose because he got bars. So I'm glad.
Yeah. I didn't want to say nothing.
Yeah. Oh man, Ray, man,
that was really good.
Amazing, bro.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing your story and your talents. Definitely tell the people where they can find you, where they can look you up, and all that good stuff before we get out of here.
Man, so my Instagram is Ray Wimley. That's RayWimley. You can find me there. You want all my music and information is RayWimley.com. So RayWimley.com. RayWimley.com. They got all of my information.
Go. I'm gonna tell you one thing. I just want to see it based on your last name. You got to perform at the Wembley.
Yeah, Wembley.
Two cars
right there.
They said it.
They
know what I'm saying. So like,
we putting it out into the universe.
One day, you got to perform there.
God just dropped this in there. He said, "Go." He got to go to the Wembley.
We look forward to seeing what you got, though.
No, for sure, man.
Appreciate that. Thank y'all for having me, man.
Of course,
that was good.
Of course. Now, when you tell other stories, they be like, "And then I went to the Comedy Trap House."
Right, right.
They be like, "What? You went to the Trap House?"
To the trap.
You know what's so crazy about that? Because I knew y'all faces, but I couldn't place it. But then I remember it was this joke, and it's like, what you call a dude that got a rubber toe?
That boy said Roberto. I was dying laughing. I was like,
That's hilarious.
I was like, oh, the dad jokes. Yeah, you know, I like them dudes right there. Yeah, that was crazy.
We freestyle dad jokes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shit, I write mine down.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Of course, guys, make sure you follow CTH Podcast, IG, Twitter, Comedy Trap House, YouTube, Facebook Comedy Trap House. Make sure you tap in with us on the Apple reviews. Leave a nice review. Make sure you go show all the love to Ray, man, because what he just did was amazing. And
shout out to Zach. He had the camera on his shoulder. He got the camera on his shoulder. Gotta shout him out.
He's doing
his
thing.
Shout out to Chris coming
Chris right
through.
There.
You know, yeah, Chris in the building.
I guess I'm gonna shout out Chris.
You did. You see him?
No. Shout out everybody in here, man. Keep grinding. Keep doing your thing. And of course, we'll see you guys next time. Get your freestyles up. Everybody get your freestyles up.
Oh, shout out to Mike Dan for the beats, too.
Shout out to Mike Dan for the beats.
And being on the board.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Until next week, peace.
Yep.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.